I am Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. As you know, thank you very much. You know, I recently underwent a heart procedure, but I am fine, and I will be back to my normal volume of yelling in no time. Now, this is an example of why I introduced a bill for single-payer health care, basically Medicare for all. Now, Medicare is not just popular with Democrats. Did you know that Dick Cheney used Medicare to replace every organ in his body? Doesn't have a single original part. Some people think that single payer is a left-wing proposal. Well, I am an independent. I never wanted to be a Democrat or a Republican because I refused to join a party that would have me as a member. I got that joke from my favorite Marx brother, Carl. I still got it, huh? Now, when Barack Obama was running for president, Donald Trump insisted on seeing his birth certificate. Well, if he tries that with me, he's out of luck, because mine has expired. So, you know I'm running in 2020, but I think there are some Democrats who are not sure who they're going to support in the next presidential election. So, I have decided to go door to door asking people this one simple question. Do I live here? Hello, voters, my old friends. I've come to shout at you again, because you know my views are very clear. I've had the same ones for 100 years, and the visions that I told my rabid crowds are way too loud. They echo with the sound of Sanders. I may not like technology, I may still use an iPhone 3. Keep getting text from someone I don't know. I think her name is Battery Low. But then someday, when the interweb is taken down by hackers from the 1% who infiltrate the cloud, which is controlled by the corporate elite, don't come running to me and beg to borrow my fax machine. Because you should have listened to the sound of Sanders.
Hello, I am Pete Buttigieg, and I can say hello in 7 different languages.
Hello, I'm Amy Klobuchar.
I hear that you are hell to work for, and I have been to war.
Hello, I'm Cory Booker High. Since Mayor Pete has all the juice, why should I even try?
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, aren't you the one who's homophobic?
Well, Pete can go to
hello. I'm Castro, I'm a twin. So on election day, make sure you vote for me, not him.
Hello, my name is Marianne. I will fix our nation's chakras. No one else here can.
Bye-bye, Kamala takes a pass. But I'm still free to be VP. I'll kick Mike Pence's ass.
Who's that? It looks like AOC.
I'm not a candidate. I'm here because you can't get enough of me.
Hello. On next election day, you can say no to Donald Trump and choose a better way. Just go down to your polling place and put an X next to my face.
You know you want to vote for me.
Please vote for me.
Choose an ED.
Or else it's
4 more years of Trump.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So, I recently had my big re-election campaign kickoff, and everybody said it was the greatest re-election campaign kickoff they'd ever seen. And we were talking, well, I was talking. People were listening to me talk. And I decided it was time for a new campaign slogan. Okay, last time I had the best one ever. Make America Great Again. We had that great acronym, not acronym, anagram, MAGA, hashtag MAGA. Everybody loved it. But I already made America great. You're welcome. I need a new slogan. So here's what I'm thinking. I want to know what you think. Actually, I don't care what you think. Just listen and applaud accordingly. Okay, here it is. Win the future. So in 2020, think Trump, WTF. $30 million people just clapped for that right now. Long, long time ago, we used to get our clothes sewn here, and steel was made in Allentown. Used to be there was a way to find made in the USA. The place that made those labels has shut down. Now Barbie dolls are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. There's no rules on the source there, so Barbie's ponytail is horsehair. Past presidents have said I'm stuck. Well, I don't give a flying Peking duck. Cause now the country is in luck, thanks to a plan by I. Now when you buy an American pie, the levy will be heavy if it's made in Shanghai. And good old boys will pay for whiskey and rye. We're the tariff that is gonna be high, just like I'll do with Canada Dry. Did you get a Nike shoe, and did it explode from lousy glue? I could have said I told you so. And the US factories all are gone, cause some guy took bribes in Szechuan to make your cell phone for just a buck or two. And that Netflix movie that you got, well, it's all part of Obama's plot. He's a Chinese-made cartoon where they beat us to the moon. So I'll tariff China's crops and cars, their sneakers, toys, and VCRs. Some folks will say I've gone too far, but here's a new plan of mine. You can buy a new Donald Trump tie. Did I mention an exemption if it's my brand you buy? And if the Democrats investigate, I dare them to try. Cause honey, that'll be the day that pigs fly. So right now, I'd like to bring to the stage two women that I really, really semi-care about. For starters, we have the First Lady, Melania Trump.
Hello, darling.
Hello, trophy. I'd also like to bring out my sorceress of propaganda, Kellyanne Conway. So, Melania, Medusa, I don't think there's anything that will ever stop the Trump administration now. They told me, Donald, there's no way you can win. Not gonna let the press exploit my words again. So to get the truth out and avoid the liberal spin, I'll tweet it, just tweet it.
Ooh! No one can hide from your late night attacks.
He wants to call you names and say that you are whack.
I'm not gonna say things that I cannot take back, so I'll tweet it.
But you're spelling so bad.
Just tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Never are my rants depleted.
Won't you spell checker?
Grammar's not the right.
It doesn't matter what time of night. Just tweet it.
Tweet it. Tweet it. Tweet it. Tweet it. Tweet it. Tweet it.
Don't forget, folks, there's probably still an evil caravan of bad hombres moving their way through Mexico. Some of them, and I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to say it anyway, some of them are Middle Eastern. And they're very clever folks. They've learned how to blend in with this caravan from Latin America by learning to speak Latin.
They're out to get you, better do what you can.
Stock market's going up because you're a businessman.
Can't fix the Middle East, so I'll just blame Japan and tweet it. Every time I get mad, just tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Never once have I deleted. Shamo.
Now it may sound crazy, it may sound dumb.
To save the world, we should break his thumb.
Can't tweet it.
I want to talk to you about something very important. I don't mention it very often, and that is fake news. Fake news is the enemy of the people. They're so horrible. I hate them all. Like, they keep quoting me on things I actually said. That's so unfair. They do it all the time. Like, they're still talking about the whole calling Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son. If they really want to explore and investigate the questionable business dealings of a famous person's son, they should look up Donald Jr. Okay. My son made the news just the other day. He lied about Russia in the usual way. Put his emails out there on display. Liberals and fake news say that's not okay. But I feel so proud when he says to me,
I wanna be like you, Dad. I wanna be just like you. Aristocrat since the cradle with a silver spoon. Can I have Trump Tower?
Sure, someday soon.
Well, when will I be CEO?
I don't know when.
I'm gonna have a good time then, Dad.
He'll be Ivanka's secretary by then.
My book is a bestseller, aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, you sold 1 million copies to the RNC.
I said some things that were untrue.
So blame Robert Mueller like the rest of us do.
When you see him and me, it is plain to see.
My boy is just like me.
The orange didn't fall far from the tree. Russian help was a fable that was just a myth.
But just to be sure, practice pleading the fifth.
I hope you're not mad, Dad.
I'll suggest the next time you can't be your best son.
I'll be replaced by Kanye West.
And now an in-depth look at maintaining a relationship in the digital age.
You don't send me emails.
You just forward dumb jokes.
You never text with me anymore.
You send eggplant emoji like 10 times a day.
I remember when our Facebook chats were splendid.
Now you are unfriended. Your phone's only 3G, you're an obsolete guy.
I just got a Bluetooth, so how high tech am I?
But you got it from eating a blueberry pie.
I don't spend time flossing anymore. We seem so out of kilter.
You're now in my spam filter.
Are you saying our sex life could now use some help?
The last time we made love, you got 1 star on Yelp.
I remember when we'd spend our weekend Skyping.
Now to the left I'm swiping. When I wanna go out, you play Fortnite instead.
You changed our Wi-Fi password to wish he was dead.
And the words Microsoft best described you in bed. Your hashtag isn't trending anymore.
What has caused you to put this man's love on the shelf?
It all changed when I wanted some time to myself.
Since I walked in and I caught you Googling yourself.
My iPod
won't be docking.
Your touchpad
I am locking.
My pop-ups
I'll be blocking.
And now, this highly educational message from the Capitol steps.
I'm just a bill, a bipartisan bill, and I'm wallowing on Capitol Hill. Got the unanimous vote, but no matter how you spin it, my chances are remote. Now that I have reached the Senate, still I hope to be a law someday. But now they simply delay me until it seems way too uphill for this bill.
Oh, how cute, a bill from the U.S. House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Bill, I think it's great that you made it this far, but I just don't think you'll ever be taken seriously in the United States Senate. It's a House bill, and it gives me a thrill to have the legislative power to kill. I don't care if you're great or if the people really need you, I'll give it to you straight. Hell, I didn't even read you. That's just how the process works these days. So it's time to take your last hurrah, 'cause I know that you won't become law.
So you're just gonna let me die in committee?
Oh, Bill, I would never let you just die in committee. Not when I can kill you myself.
But I was gonna be the bill to save your species.
My species?
Turtle.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am First Lady Melania Trump, and I'm very pleased to be part of the Capitol Steps radio show to promote my anti-bullying campaign, Be Best. Now, recently there was a group of world leaders who got caught on camera making fun of the President of the United States. But did I run to social media and call the French President Macron a cheese-eating surrender monkey? No. Or did I tell Boris Johnson that his hair looks like it gets trimmed by a weed whacker? I did not. I saved it for this radio show. And now please welcome my secret servants. Now, a lot of people have asked me what made me fall in love with the Donald, and you would be surprised, it was not the money. When someone like me marries someone like he, some people wonder why I was wild. It was not the amount in his huge bank accounts, though they certainly are well endowed. He's got something that's right when we turn off the light. That's when Donald shows me his charms, and then my heart sings at the small things at the end of his arms. I want a man with a small hand. Don't want somebody else to be my spouse. Don't like those guys who's always throwing some hams, like those big hands you see on Mickey Mouse. A man who this country with his small hands. Now the country has a big wig, and you should know that he cannot start a war because the nuclear button's too big. And when you're with a man with small hands, it makes you look like you have big hands. Thank you very much.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, for almost 40 years now, the Capitol steps have mocked politics and stupid politicians. We've seen the highs, we've seen the lows. We've always said, what could be better? Okay, I'll try that again. Jadies and Lentilmen, for almost yorty fears now, these Capitol keps have pocked politics and poopid stolitians. We've seen the lies, we've seen the hoes. We've always said, butt could be wetter. Really, butt could be wetter, J.D.'s and Lenneman. In our time with the Capitol keps, we have seen skeletal pandals gum and co. From Dickie Trick and Gauderwaite to Clill Binton and Alonica Muwinski, all the way up to the Desert Prey and Tronald Dump. But with Dump being such a bawdy noy, his poll numbers flopping like dries, I'm afraid the race for the Heitwouse is already starting garted. I know, flime ties when you're faving hun, huh? Doesn't it seem like only yesteryear we had to bast our callets in the most recent erection? But now, of course, potential candidates are all etting off to Jiowa. If you want to be the Whig binner in the Cocoa Caucuses, you have got to hit the round gunning. They spent their summers at Fate Stairs and Slot Luck Puppers, eating dyed fro, dorn cogs, and copborn. Now, we know this will be a very runny face, but who is it that will give Dump a mun for his runny, huh? Let's lake a took at some of these hemocratic dopefuls, shall we? Well, bite off the rat, there is the senator from Chassamoosets, Wiz Lauren. Now, Wiz, you know, is a Hoyer from Larvard, who really hates those Ball Street wankers. Now, Wiz got ticken sired of being called Hocopontus all the time, so she took an A and D test. So did she, Wee? Yeah, she is chart parakeet. That's the Nudgoos, the Nadboos. It's the same chart parakeet as Moo and Ye. There's Julian Hastro. He worked for President Obama. He was the Secretary of Dowsing and Urban Development. You know, D-U-H. Duh. There's Amy Chobaklar from Cinemoda. She has got tight a quemper, that one. I mean, if you fring her a ballad, but you don't fret her a gork, reds are gonna hole, man. And how about Payer Meat? Payer Meat. Pete Judabich. Mayor of a tall smown from the Stoosier hate? Our first gopinly A presidential candidate? Could we see a laming fliberal in the Heitwouse? Bite me. And our frold end, Cerny Banders, the lamingest fliberal of them all. But really, Cerny, dut have you been wooing for the last your fears? You're a camber of Mongrous. How have you been tending your sperm? There's Bory Cooker from Jew Nursey. Big span of Farticus, that one. And our runt fronter, Bo Jiden. Our former PV, everybody loves Bo. He's a geikable lie. He dayed his poos. He has to stop putting his mutt in his fouth. And can you really be the foo nace of the Crambidats if you are as old as Weddy Bite? I don't think so. And hut the weck happened to Rado O'Bork. He was the Marling of the Didia getting on movers of Cagazines. He was a lot like Warrock, only Bite. You know, he was Yansom and hung. He tried to be the tenator from Sexes, except he was pestlopular than Cred Twos. And that is laying a sot. So is he just a fitty price in a sempty oot, or is he a gelidical penis? It's tarred to hell. But Jason Lenneman, the story of my Maury is this. I think I speak for the AS of you when I say, I hope it's not another curty damn pain filled with came-gnawling, slud-minging, blow-lows, and churty dicks. I hope they take the rye hoed. I hope they remember when they logo you ho guy. After all, we all need a hand grope for the future. Yankthu. Thank you very much. Thanks very much, everybody. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have made a lot of jokes in our show tonight about our nation's politics, and as 2019 comes to a close, we're left with the same thought we've had for the last 3 years.
Oh, Canada, could we come live with you?
It's clear to us America is screwed.
You all are nice, that much we do know.
And you've got Justin Trudeau.
We will sell our cars, oh Canada, and drive Zambonis to our shows.
Please let us come. We love Montreal. Oh, Canada, oh, let us join you.
Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, thanks to the Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who prefer to remain anonymous, are Tracy Stevens, Dolores King-Williams, Jack Rolls, Kevin Corbett, Corey Harris, and me, Brian Ash, all accompanied by the fabulous Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our technical crew, Greg Hammond, John Simler, Chaitin Kinkarameth, and Robert Littman. The Capital Steps' latest CD is called The Lion Kings. It's available at capitalstep.com. Makes a great belated Christmas gift for people you don't care very much about. We're always looking for friends on Facebook, but it's better if you come see us in three dimensions. If you're ever in Washington, D.C., come see us here at the Ronald Reagan Building. We travel all over. It's all at capitalsteps.com. Thanks for listening.